USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of people are dead and the fires continue to rage in several western states, especially in California. President Trump visiting there yesterday, viewing some of the devastation. And then this morning, he disagreed with the assessment of California officials that climate change is driving the devastating wildfires. Trump telling Fox and Friends this morning he believes poor forest management is to blame.
You have forests all over the world. You don't have fires like you do in California. You know, in Europe, they have forest cities. You look at countries, Austria, you look at so many countries, they live in the forest. They're considered forest cities, so many of them. They don't have fires like this, and they have more explosive trees.
Hurricane Sally closing in on the Gulf Coast, where forecasters say it could pour more than 20 inches of rain on some areas, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts invest to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple. You can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's praising recent Mideast peace deals the U.S. helped broker between Israel and some of its neighbors. On the Senate floor, McConnell yesterday praised the Trump administration for pursuing the deals involving the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain.
This is a new course with the potential to fundamentally change the Middle East.
Authorities now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two Los Angeles County deputies over the weekend. The unidentified gunman ambushed the two as they were sitting in their cruiser. The two are in critical but stable condition and are expected to survive. Nearly 50,000 U.S. veterans are being told their personal information may have been exposed. The Department of Veterans Affairs sending out letters after a data breach saying it led to some medical payments being diverted. The VA confirms its system is currently shut down as investigators try to piece together how it all happened. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the June through August period of this year was the hottest the Northern Hemisphere has ever seen. Previously, the record for that stretch was set in 2016 and was tied last year. The Northern Hemisphere also set a record for the hottest August in 2020. A toddler is expected to recover after falling 50 feet from a cliff in Vernon, Connecticut. The unidentified child tumbled off a cliff while with family and other kids at a hiking area on Sunday. The child was apparently in a stroller. The stroller rolled out of control down the embankment. And again, that toddler is expected to survive. Comedian and MMA commentator Joe Rogan is offering to moderate a four-hour debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, and at least one of the candidates is apparently signing on. Speaking on his podcast yesterday, Rogan told retired MMA fighter Tim Kennedy he wanted to host such an event, and the fighter posted on Twitter, "Just two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants in?" There are reports that eyebrows were raised in the White House among staffers after President Trump responded in a tweet, "I do." You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.